بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم، وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in tonight's Taraweeh we read the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Salatu Taraweeh. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Allah ta'ala discussed about Fir'aun, the arrogance of Fir'aun. And yesterday when I mentioned about the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, I said the very first quality Allah praised was that of humility. So this is a lesson for us in the month of Ramadan. At least these few lessons, if we imbibe in our lives, then at least we would have achieved something in the month of Ramadan. We will hear many talks, many qualities that we have to bring into our lives, many evil qualities we have to refrain from. But at least if we make up our mind and concentrate on a few qualities at least. So the quality of humility we discussed in detail yesterday, tawadu. And contrary to that is pride, arrogance. And I mentioned yesterday that we will be discussing, or Allah Ta'ala talks about Fir'aun in various chapters in the Holy Quran, in how Fir'aun ala fil ard. Ala means he was arrogant, he was proud, he was haughty. He regarded himself to be superior, everybody else inferior. And therefore, he ill-treated the Bani Israel. So just like Fir'aun, we have Qarun. Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu salam. Qarun was blessed with having known the entire Torah by heart. Despite the knowledge of the Torah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the riches of the world, he became very, very wealthy. Then he began to have vanity, pride, and he became very cruel and harsh against the people. فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ. The word بَغَىٰ means to rebel, revolt. It means to become very cruel, to become oppressive. So he began to show and display haughtiness against the Bani Israel, against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the amount of wealth that Qarun possessed. To understand the amount of wealth Qarun possessed, the keys only, just the keys to the treasures of the wealth of Qarun was such that these tiny little keys were so huge in number, meaning that they had so many treasures they had to open with these keys. A key is not very weighty. It's light. It's small. But there were so many keys that would actually burden and bend down a very strong group of people. Ulil quwwah. People who had a lot of strength. Strong men. They, when they carried just the keys to the treasures of Qarun, their backs would become bent. So can you imagine what type of treasures Qarun possessed? And what type of wealth he possessed? مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. And what was his problem? Again, pride, arrogance, exaltation. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُ لَا تَفْرَحْ. Don't be proud, don't be arrogant, don't boast, don't brag. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah never likes those who are boastful, those who are arrogant, those who are proud over themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about, in between these verses, وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. We have riches of this world. Allah has given us plentiful. So with the wealth of this world, what are we actually supposed to acquire? We should be seeking and acquiring our abode in the hereafter, our jannat. Use the money that Allah has given us to acquire our jannat. Of course, what is necessary? the necessities of life. One has to obtain that for the dunya to be able to survive, to live. But beyond that, do not become absorbed and consumed by the riches of this world. And this is exactly what happened to Qarun. When he saw money, then it went to his head. And then he forgot there is such a thing as death. He forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he began to brag and boast and feel superior. Allah subhanahu reminds Qarun, reminds all of us, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ and seek with all that which Allah has given you. So the wealth that we have is not through our own hard labor. Many times you see, it's all my hard sweat. So all my skill, all my knowledge, all my effort is all given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if Allah protect us, Allah give us good health? A man wakes up in the morning, he's blind. What happens then? He wakes up in the morning, he's paralyzed, he's got a stroke. He's unable to move. What happened to his entire empire he has? Everything comes to an end. Allah reminds us right in the very beginning of the Holy Quran, in the very first verse of Surah Baqarah, that Allah is asking us to spend from that which He has sustained us, which He has provided for us. Allah is a provider. He has given us. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ So with this wealth that Allah has given you, seek the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And of course, Allah says, do not forget your portion of the dunya you require to live. وَأَحْسِنْ And be kind, be good, compassionate. كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Just as Allah has been kind to you. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Do not seek mischief in this world. And this is the problem we see in the world today. In all the countries with this anarchy, it's because those people who are rulers, what are they doing? They have all the money in the world, and all the leisure and all the pleasures in the world, and all the treasures in the world. What is it? It's only facade. Instead of being kind and compassionate to the citizens, to the entire human race, to mankind, what is it? Greed for power. Before the month of Ramadan, when Jumu'ah, I spoke on greed for fame and for dunya, for power. It is such a terrible disease. Person just wants to be more and more prominent in society. He wants more and more wealth in society. He wants to be the richest. And therefore you find the whole list goes up, the 20 or the 50 most richest people in the world. The name can appear every single year. But when moth strikes, then the name is struck out of the list. They take not a single penny with them. Nothing. Just that ordinary kafan, which every poor man also wears. This is the reality of dunya. Inna Allah la yuhibbul mufsidin. Allah does not like anarchy. Allah does not like those people who cause corruption, mischief, who cause fitna in the world. What did Qarun say? When people reminded him, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي I've been given all this wealth due to the knowledge that I possess. See? Allah protect us. We feel, I have got a sanad, and I've got a certificate, and I've got a big degree, and I've got so many degrees. Can't you see all the frames that are hung on my wall? It's my knowledge. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةٌ وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا Allah does not look at any person's knowledge. Allah does not look at any person's strength. There were so many nations in the past who had more physical strength and power and who had more equipment, artillery and skill than Qarun. And Allah says, we destroyed all those people when they rebelled against us. When they displayed pride, arrogance, when they disobeyed us. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ On the day of Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question the person. Here in the dunya, Perhaps Allah is not asking the sinner directly. The person is given, he's given rope, he's given respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not question him. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ Allah ta'ala talks about Qarun. He comes out with all the pomp and splendor. His entire entourage, Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, gives detailed explanation. So many type of horses and camels and very nicely, beautifully decorated and laden. And mules and donkeys and attendants and khadims and so many people going out with him. And he is boasting, walking with a strut. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Listen, ponder over these verses and put ourselves in the same scenario. Perhaps we're not living in the time of Qarun and Fir'aun. Look at this time when we are living. Do we display similar type of attitudes? When he came out, his entourage, all his pomp and splendor, those people who were desirous of this dunya, this worldly life, those who also had love for dunya, what did they express? Ya layta lana, mithla ma utiya Qarun. How we wish we were given what Qarun is given. Let that posh go by and see how our eyes pop out. Ish. See, subhanAllah at least. Hey, what a common. Go into some nice suburb and you see those homes and you see how your eyes, oh, look at these people's homes, man. This is dunya. As human being, we are all weak. All of us do that. But this is a lesson for us. What did they say? How we wish we were given what Qarun was given. And then you start to think, what a nice life I'll have, and what I'll do, and what I will invest. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ He's got a great lot, great portion. But then came the ulama. Which type of ulama? May Allah make us the true ulama. Ulama-i haqq. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم those who were given knowledge, sound knowledge, true knowledge, who were practicing according to the knowledge, who had the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, وَيْلَكُمْ Woe be to you! Don't desire this! Don't desire this! It's detrimental, it's harmful! You don't understand the consequences of what's going to happen! ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا For that person who has iman and does righteous deeds, we explained yesterday, for him, that is that the sawab, the reward for that, is better in the eyes of Allah than having this dunya, than having all the treasures of this world. Don't desire the treasures of this world. And that is why Rasulullah has mentioned, as far as dunya is concerned, don't look at the one who is above you in dunya, the one who's given more. Because then you're going to be bitter, you're going to grieve, you're going to complain, you're not going to have that qanaat, contentment. Look at the one who is below you in dunya. You've got a pair of shoes, look at the person who's got no shoes. You've got feet, look at the one who's got no feet. Then you'll appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for as far as deen is concerned, don't look at the one who is lesser than you in deen. No, he's not performing tarawih, at least I'm doing tarawih. No, look at the man who's reading tarawih and so much of nafila for that. I did one para, he's reading 10 paras. So you must try and be like those people who are above you in deen. Nonetheless, here, وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is only those who have sabr, the other ones who receive it. In other words, we mentioned yesterday is the month of sabr. Very quickly, as we mentioned so many times before, sabr, the normal sabr that we all know is when some musibat afflicts us, loss of some relative, family member or property, then we say, let's make sabr on some musibah. That is the normal sabr that we always talk about. But besides that, there is sabr ala ta'ah. To be steadfast on some good action. In other words, to be perseverant on some good action, to be steadfast. Not to leave out that action. You have commenced that good action, that good deed, now you continue. Don't just give it up. So sabr ala ta'ah. Like how in the month of Ramadan, we're keeping roza. It is a good deed. We're reading tarawih. We are reading Quran. So these are good deeds. To be remain steadfast on it. That is the sabr we're exercising. We are going against the nafs. Then there is sabr anil ma'asiyah. person is tempted to do some sin. This is a difficult one. Now to make sabr, to suppress the nafs, not to fall into that sin. That is a difficult one. So these are the three types of sabr. So for a person to stay away from the riches of the dunya, when it is coming to you, of course, you make shukr when it comes to you. It doesn't mean you must throw away, but you do not become consumed dunya. You don't become a ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala did not become consumed dunya. Dunya was pouring out to him. He gave it out in the path of Allah. Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, dunya is pouring to him. What is he doing? Every single occasion, Uthman Ghani just giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent in the battle of Tabuk or the expedition of Tabuk when Rasulullah s.a.w. had asked the Sahaba to contribute. And we know the incident. It was the same incident where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu brought half his belongings and Abu Bakr radiallahu brought his entire belongings and Uthman radiallahu anhu brought so many gold coins and Nabi Karim took the gold coins from one hand to the other. يَتَقَلَّبُهَا And he said, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ هَذَا If Uthman doesn't do any more good deeds, no harm will come to him. He is already successful. So see what he did do this wealth. For the sake of Allah, why he realized dunya will come to an end. Where is going to help me? وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ So when Qarun did not listen, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala sunk him with his entire belongings. His entire castle, palace, whatever he had, everything began to go into this world, into the earth, it began to sink. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ There was nobody to assist Qarun. No army whatsoever. Then Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ Those same people who also had love of dunya in their heart, and they expressed their desire to have what Qarun had, now when they saw Qarun sinking, and they saw azab coming to him, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ It seemed as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads rosy for some of his servants, and he also constricts it. They realize that rosy sustenance is only in the hands of Allah. Allah gave Qarun, and Allah ta'ala took it away. لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا وكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون Had it not been that Allah favored us at that time, then Allah would have sunk us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a disbeliever is never successful. So this was in brief the story of Qarun and the lessons for us. May Allah ta'ala give us, make us among those true people who have got genuine ilmi deen. And ulama explained that ulama should not have the desire to have like what Qarun had of dunya and to have the riches of this world. Yes, the intention is purely for the akhirah, is something else. But as an alim of deen, your life should be simple. Your life should not be one that like how Qarun desired or had, and all these people desired to have the riches of this world. An alim of deen should have a simple life. May Allah give me a simple life and everybody else. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين That abode of Jannah, Allah says, we have reserved it for those who do not desire any arrogance in this world or any mischief. And the good result are only for the muttaqin, the pious ones. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. There are so many other verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, very, very interesting. But we will stop here. Let us reflect on these verses. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.